We now return to Seacoast Sunday Morning with Kelly Brown.
We are joined today by the members, so some members of SNUG, and you're asking yourself, what is SNUG? Well, it's the Southern New Hampshire Ukulele Group, and Dan Mathis is here. He's the founder of SNUG. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
We also have June Pinkham, Amber Tattenall, and Tom Duffy. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you're having a big charity event coming up on February 6th. Dan, tell us about it.
It's going to be our fourth annual Groundhog Day Luau. And what we do is we get together with some of the local ukulele clubs and with some local performers who play ukulele, and we have a big event, a luau, and it's a charity fundraiser to support the Ukulele Kids Club. This is the fourth
year. So it's for the Ukulele Kids Club, and which actually does a lot of work with hospitals, right?
They do. Tom, why don't you take that one?
The Ukulele Kids Club is a national charitable organization. What we do is we give ukuleles mm-hmm. to hospitals, we donate them, and then the music therapist in the hospital will teach the kids how mm-hmm. to play in the pediatric. And Dan and I also volunteer at the Elliott Hospital in Manchester, which is the first hospital in New Hampshire to have a music therapist on staff. So we're having a lot of fun with it.
And I've seen it in nursing homes as well, you know, music therapy, pets come in once in a while. How have you seen it help the kids?
Well, in so many ways. They use it for motion distress, mm-hmm. palliative care, which basically means distract them while they're having infusion or treatments of some type. Hospitals are very stressful places, and suddenly when music appears, it changes the air in the hospital. It's really different, and the staff loves it mm-hmm. when we show up.
I'm sure they do. Just when you guys were practicing out in our lobby here, one of our engineers was doing some work setting up. He goes, whoa, my music is leaving. What's going on? You guys, you know,
the ukulele is a very happy instrument. It's only four strings. It's really easy to play, mm-hmm. but it has a happy sound, sometimes a romantic sound.
It doesn't take much to get us going either.
Yeah, it catches on pretty quickly.
Well, you mentioned Elliott Hospital, but also some other hospitals in New Hampshire as well, right?
Yes, we're starting a program at Wentworth Douglas. They have a kids mm-hmm. diabetes program, and we've been looking to do a presentation with them in the evening with the kids. We've been there once.
We also have donated ukuleles to CHAD, the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Right. And Wentworth Douglas.
Wentworth Douglas also. Yeah.
Well, the luau opportunity for a lot of local musicians and to share music, not just the pros, the amateurs as well, while raising money for the Ukulele Kids Club. And last year, you were able to raise enough to buy a lot of ukuleles.
We raised $1,000, and the Ukulele Kids Club last year gave 1,000 ukuleles away to sick kids in hospitals. And their goal this year is to give away 1,500. And, you know, this luau will help them, you know, with that cause. So we're hoping that everybody will show up and
Better to do a luau but the middle of the winter?
There you go. Yeah, warm up
exactly.
a little bit.
That's right.
For people who want information or want to go to the luau, SNUG is SNHUG. It's on Facebook.
Yep.
And you can also Google SNUG?
If you Google SNUG or New Hampshire Ukulele, we're all over the place.
Okay.
So we're easy to find.
SNHUG. And I know we're going to play a song here coming up in a couple of minutes. But, you know, what makes the ukulele kind of cool? I don't know if it's this underground ukulele society, but it's a cool instrument.
It's a cool instrument, and the cool thing about our group is that, you know, we've been around, this is starting our fifth year, and there's been such a groundswell of enthusiasm that it's been unbelievable. We have a couple hundred members signed up, but really we have about 50 active members, and everything we do is free, you know, except for fundraising mm-hmm. for charities, but every event we have is free. We do a lot of charity work with groups. We play in nursing homes. We do a lot of town events. So, you know, if anybody out there is interested in ukulele, they should definitely find us and come. We welcome everybody. And
We have a meetup group. If they go, people mm-hmm. go to meetup, they can find us. And every other week, we play in Brentwood in a church hall there, and we teach people how to play. New beginners
are welcome. Because it's only four strings, does it make it easier?
It does make it a lot easier, I'd say mechanically. You know, guitar is six strings, and the positions are more comprehensive, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of one finger There's even a no finger chord on the ukulele.
Sounds like that.
A lot of one finger and two finger chords, which you will see a lot of this morning when we play.
Well,
it's very simple.
Give us the history a little bit of the ukulele. I know it's Hawaiian in history, but I mean, plus it has that Hawaiian kind of sound, which I think makes it
fun. I think the Hawaiians
fun.
Really mastered it. It actually showed up in Hawaii from Portugal. Mm-hmm. Portugal had you remember the madrigals in Portugal, and they had like a four-string instrument, but they're small, so you can pack it on a plane.
Portable.
Sailors use it.
All right, it's not as big as a guitar.
And that's how it got all around the world, but the Hawaiians took it and really mastered it. There's some really amazing players, and they've understood. They've almost made it a classical instrument.
I think I've seen, Jason Mraz has a song with a ukulele in it. Some other one. Tiny Tim, thumbs up or thumbs down?
So Tiny, we get a lot of, we hear about Tiny
years.
Tim, yes. And unfortunately, because of his oddness during his time, it became a little bit of a joke. So people kind of thought it was a toy. But it's anything but a toy. When you can, go on YouTube and hear wonderful players, including Jason and others.
Eddie Vedder, I think, from Pearl Jam.
Eddie Vedder. George Harrison was a big ukulele player. He used to give ukuleles
to his friends.
To his friends, Eric Clapton.
Why don't you do that?
And everyone, they all played it. What's that?
Why don't you do that?
I think I will. Yeah. I'll just call Kala and tell him I want to give away all the ukuleles.
There we go. Well, yeah. I don't know if you can do that. You got to raise money and keep the ukuleles and give them to the kids, right?
That's right.
It is February 6th at the Best Western Hotel in Portsmouth. And again, you can go to Snug SNHUG on Facebook or Google Snug as well. Did you guys want to play a tune?
We'd love to play a tune for you.
Okay, so what do we have? Again, we have June Pinkham here as well, Amber Tattenall, Dan Mathis, and Tom Duffy. What's the name of our selection?
We're going to play you to get close.
We're going to play Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters.
Oh, there we go.
The Drifters made this.
The sun beats down, melts the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby. Under the boardwalk, out on the tide. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking about. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. Park, you hear happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and French fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, people walking above. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. Walking above. Under the boardwalk.
falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Beautiful. Awesome. Yay, nice great. Job. Now, I want to give full credit. Was there a band name here? Do the four of you guys have your own ukulele
no,
band?